So am I still waiting? Waiting a long time.
Waiting for tonight.
Listen to review man.
Okay. There's like two groups here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds weird. We should just. We're about to start, everybody. So, if you're here for this, I guess pay attention. If you're not here for this, continue
you,
just
you are about.
Us.
If you are not here for wrestling, you are in for a rude awakening for the next 2 hours and wondering what the hell is going on here.
How are you guys? Good? Sweet. Wonderful. All right. So, thank you all for making it here. Should we, like do an actual start? Like, should we, like, count down or something?
But I don't know what we're necessarily counting down to. I think everyone assumes that we have started the show now.
Yeah, but in broadcasting, you want some clean space in between the start of the
this
show.
This is not broadcasting. This is podcasting. It's all the same as broadcasting,
so
minus any of the professionalism.
All right, whatever.
Well, folks, if you are stumbling upon the Smoking Pig Barbecue, who is our host for the Review Away podcast, let's give them all a round of a hand. I think we need a bigger boat next year, though. This is insane. So thanks to everybody for showing up. We've talked to friends from New Zealand, from England, Chris, all the way from Los Angeles, making the trip over. It's great to have everybody here. We're going to be chatting a bit, myself and Wei, and then we're going to be opening it up to you guys, so feel free to just come up to the microphone and ask a question. Please avoid blocking the lane, because apparently that is a bylaw that we cannot break here, because if there's a fire and we were all to go up and smoke, which would be somewhat ironic at this kind of a place, then it would be problematic, and how would we post this podcast afterwards?
I don't even know if that's ironic. It's more coincidental than ironic.
At the Smoking Pig Barbecue, if this place were to go up in smoke,
it's a coincidence. If it's ironic, you would expect it to like snow, or it would be like an icy pig.
I'll give you this one. I will definitely give you this one.
Yeah. So I understand. You know, we're kind of short on seats, and a lot of you are having to like sit next to people you've never met before. But I think that's a wonderful thing. I think you know this is a place where you can meet potential friends, maybe potential love interests, if you're looking for that.
Yeah, so no better way than to share a meal with your fellow wrestling fan, talk about how you are not enamored with the WrestleMania build, and
that's how,
and see how you two build from there.
That's how we became friends, so you know, that's how you do it.
How has your last 24 hours been, Wei? Because last night, me and Wei were reviewing the Hall of Fame and doing our WrestleMania podcast. And as I'm talking to Wei, he is talking as his eyes are closing. He was literally falling asleep as he was describing Shawn Michaels' speech at the Hall of Fame. I was just watching this man. I was like, this dude's going to pass out as he's talking. And then as we hit stop, dude falls down, and he did not wake up for another 7 hours afterwards. I thought I had a dead corpse in our room for about 5 hours, which is about the time it took me to upload the show using our tremendous Holiday Inn Wi-Fi. But how are you doing, Wei? You have a coffee here.
Well, yeah.
I know this is early for you, even on East Coast time.
Well, listen. I mean, there's a reason why we do radio and not TV, and that's so I can occasionally nap while John talks at length. He doesn't pay attention to me most of the times anyway. Like now that you guys can see me, sometimes we're reviewing a show, and John's just like, playing catch. So he'll talk a bit, and then like it's my turn to give my expert analysis that you know everybody loves, I'm sure. And then John's just like, Ricky Steamboat takes on the like it's. So rude. It's so rude. Like that Damien's picked up on it. We all pick up on it, but it's super clean on the audio, so we don't mind.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to know you tuned me out as we're having a conversation. That's
no, you tune me out.
I don't tune you out. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. You usually disagree with me. It's great
but,
to hear.
I am drinking a coffee, and so you know I actually care about this, and I want to try to perk up right now.
This is like the closest we'll ever get to like Wake Up San Francisco with John Pollock and Wei Ting.
Oh my God.
We're pretty close.
Wake up.
Yeah. Who would be Danny? I'd be Danny Tanner. Okay. I'm the lame white dude.
So I'm Rebecca?
You're Rebecca Donaldson.
No, come on.
That means you go home to John Stamos every night.
That's not so bad.
With Nikki and Alex.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, I'll be Rebecca then.
All right, we've got Way in the Rippers.
What are we doing? What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I don't think everyone wants to hear us talk points.
First of all, how many people are actually here for this podcast and not just here for the amazing food?
How about round of applause for podcast posterity?
All right, sweet. And how many of you have never heard of us and don't know what the hell is going on?
There's
two, three people. Okay.
I'm going to. This is a judgment call, but I'm going to call out the table at the back where there are two girls who I guarantee you are not here for the Review Away podcast. But ladies, thank you so much for joining us. You are going to be so up to date on WrestleMania tonight at Levi's Stadium. Ask your boyfriends about it. I guarantee you they've heard of John Cena and they hate him. This is nuts, though. We literally have a lineup right now out the door. We're at capacity.
We should take a head count, actually, so that we can announce the official figure.
I counted not a head more than 93,173. It's a new indoor attendance record. Because last year, actually, the Pope was here at the Smoking Pig Barbecue. He did not draw a full house here. Might be blasphemous in this part of the state. I don't know. Let's just move on from religion talk. I don't want to be thrown out of here.
A lot of these people are already eating. And I mean, what are you guys all having? Like, what did you guys order?
That guy's got ribs and beer. This is the beer table to the left of us. These guys strolled in at 11 a.m. and it was beers all around. This is my favorite, one of my favorite tables.
You guys will be done by like the Divas match, I'm sure.
Yeah. Me and Wei came here. Whoa, this got very loud. We came here on Thursday, was it, Wei? And we ate here. Dude, we did not have another meal for 24 hours after eating here. There was so much food. We got ribs. Wei got this brisket, which was tremendous. I got a side of fries, and out came, I swear to God, it was like a potato field had just been ransacked and converted into French fries. This thing came on this giant tray. We had that hard cider.
Yeah, it was glorious. And it was like, it was a meal that like lasted me the whole day. Like, I didn't need to eat, you know, for 24 hours afterwards. So it was actually very economical, too.
Yes. So everyone, get the brisket and get the fries.
Yeah.
They will feed a small nation here.
Yeah. Who, like, I feel like somebody, like, did anybody get anything with a green in it? Like, anything, any type of lettuce? Does that exist even at this place?
I'm going to make a judgment call that salad is not one of the popular menu. You don't come to the Smoking Pig Barbecue to have a Caesar salad. You come here for the ribs. You come here for chicken, brisket.
And I hear two guys talk to you while you're eating food. So what are we here for? Let's start to
open it up to the questions. Let's get the conversation going with questions. So if you guys have a question, just pop up to the microphone,
introduce yourself. And by the way, to add some incentive, we do have a number of shirts. Obviously, not 93,000 shirts to give out to all of you, but anybody who asks a question, we'll try to give you a Law T-shirt, which I have right here.
Wei has brought free T-shirts.
We took these into customs, and then like we were concerned. Oh no, is this like a commercial good? Or but come on, like nobody's gonna tax us on these. So Law, what does that even mean?
We got through without any issues smuggling T-shirts.
Smuggled shirts.
Yeah. All right, first question.
Hey, how you doing? My question's for Wei. It's kind of a two-part question. I know you roll jiu-jitsu.
Introduce yourself.
James from Lancaster. Yeah, Southern California. What are your favorite submissions with the gi on and with the gi off?
A question that I love already.
You gotta give me something.
A question I love. And by the way, for those of you asking, we will update you on the status of Grapple Kingdom.
What is the status of Grapple Kingdom? You won't even tell me.
We'll update you later. It's not great news.
Let me just say. I'm as disappointed as all of you folks.
But to answer your question, I love that question. My favorite submissions are... by the way, before I even get to that, I feel like I'm the most famous blue belt beginner levels 31-year-old 145-pound third place jiu-jitsu player in the entire world. Like, no other person in my position would get asked by anybody, oh, what's your favorite submission with gi or without gi? Like, who? Nobody would care. But I just love that, so thank you for asking. My favorite submission in the gi is the... I love the triangle. I got long legs, so, you know, triangle any of you guys if you guys ask. And I love the bow and arrow in the gi. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you from James, right, from Lancaster. Sweet.
I love to be submitted by the triangle. That's my favorite submission to get beaten with. I love it. That's the one where it's a fun way to tap out, because you have so many different areas where you can tap out when you have a triangle applied. Especially Way's mounted triangle. Boy.
Yeah.
And for the non-jiu-jitsu fans out there, this sounds really weird.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. I'll come up for a shirt a little later. By the way, before everybody leaves, we want to take a photo with everybody here just to show everybody how famous we are, how important we are. So if you guys can all stick around till the end, we'll all get a big group picture, and we'll make all of you guys famous as well on Facebook.
All right. Do we have any more questions? Next one up. All right. This dude traveled 3 hours to get here today, and in the process, he lost his glasses and was explaining to me WrestleMania is going to be very disappointing tonight because it's very appropriate when John Cena comes out that this dude cannot see him.
Hi, my name is Ronnie from Berkeley.
From Berkeley.
Yeah, and my question is, this question's been asked a lot, but I got two conflicting stories from you guys, so I want to clarify it. Is Jason Agnew that much of a dick? Because I hear like that that he's not playing the gimmick, and then in that case, then he's just like he's on the radio, but then he is a dick. So is he not?
Who do you hear that from? Who do you have conversations about, Jason?
Oh, for you guys. From the podcast. Everything base is on the podcast.
Oh, okay. I have, like, maybe sources that, you know, you're doing your background.
Dave Meltzer says.
Jason Agnew, he was a bit of a dick during his 95 to 2000 run, but then he had a big baby face turn.
That was his Dave Meltzer impression.
Yeah, that was a poor impression. I don't know. I mean, Jason Agnew is a good friend of mine, so I mean, you're not going to hear me say the guy is a dick.
I hate to ruin the gimmick, but like, he's very nice to his friends. Like, he's the sweetest guy to his friends. Like, I think like the whole like, I feel like all the Christmas things and all that. Like, he's always the one to kind of like spearhead all that. He's the elf knights and doing all that stuff. He's super nice to his friends, but if you cross him. And if you don't show up to Elf Night after you said that you would, and you call up the last minute and tell people that, oh, I got a business meeting, Wei Chung, sorry, then he will fucking... Oh, sorry. He will not be a fan of yours. So,
by a round of applause, are people familiar with this unnamed elf whose name has been banned from Review OA? It's okay to clap. He's not here.
He'll never hear this, so we can talk shit or stuff all we want.
A very, very sad loss in the Review Away family was this elf who does not talk to us anymore. But this guy's going to talk to us in the WrestleMania jersey, the play button.
Yeah, so Mark from the UK. As we look forward to WrestleMania next year, WrestleMania Star, do you think it's important that they establish one of those key main events early in order to build the anticipation and the excitement for that event? So by the time tickets go on sale, they're able to drive those sales up in order to fill that capacity next year? And also, what is that big main event that you think that will absolutely sell out the stadium next year? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Rock versus Brock. Is that the match for you, or can you think of something else?
Well, given that by the time most people are listening to this show, of course, WrestleMania was this past Sunday, and what a show it was.
It was a great show.
Awesome. My phone says it's Wednesday. I think there's a decent chance you might even already know the direction they are going for next year. I think the big match next year, you're talking about AT&T Stadium, which legitimately is going to hold about 85,000 people. I think everyone agrees you need a number of marquee matches beyond just one. I look at the roster right now. I think the biggest match you can make that is a logical match you can make is Rock and Lesnar for next year. I think that's the biggest direction you can go, I think, for both individuals. I don't look at Steve Austin as a very logical possibility for next year. I think that, coupled with a big push of The Undertaker's farewell, I think that's the biggest you can go. But it certainly is a bit of an indictment when you have to look at filling a stadium of this level, that a lot of it you have to go outside of your roster. I mean, this year's show at AT&T Stadium, it's not a successful live event per their standards. So to me, it's Lesnar and Rock for next year that I feel is a big match.
So just following on for that, why do you not see Austin as a candidate for next year then? Is it just because you don't think that he'll do it, or they just wouldn't fit next year?
Oh, he would. Listen, if the guy would do it, that's a massive match to make. I think it's completely on Austin's side. I think you look at his neck, and the fact that this guy has a lot of stuff outside of wrestling, he is not someone that necessarily needs to come back, and I don't think he needs to. Next year is going to be it. I mean, that's the last opportunity for him. I just don't foresee him doing it.
Okay.
Great.
Yep.
That what he said. What's up?
All right. My name is John from San Jose.
I remember you from Access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, first I want to say, Wei, thank you for representing the Asian community.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
There's probably like one in Canada.
Yes, one of us.
Well, yeah. Technically none right now because he's in San Jose.
This is the Asian population of Canada right here.
So I got a technical question for John.
Sure.
My birthday is February 16th, 1988. What day is that?
Oh, boy.
Great question.
Boy, 1988 is a bit out of my wheelhouse. You got to appreciate it. I was 3 years old at the time. February the 16th of 1988. Oh, boy. I feel I'm going to like swing and miss on the big stage here. I'm going to go Tuesday.
He's right.
What?
Swear to God.
What?
Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Everyone was a witness. I did not pick up my phone during that deliberation.
Yeah, but we met him last, like, a few days ago. So how do I know you guys didn't plan this? It's so fun.
Come on. This guy would not be representing the Asian community with fraud.
Hey, Roman Reigns didn't even sign my Bossman photo.
Oh, that's right.
What a dick. This dude was lining up for Roman Reigns, and he wanted to get Roman Reigns to sign a big Bossman photo wearing the old Shield gear. So what did Roman say when you pulled out Ray Trailer circa 2000?
He looked at it, he paused, and he said, "I can't sign that. You got to get Bossman to sign that." And then it took me a while. I went home, and I realized...
What a dick comment I made!
I realized Bossman is fucking dead, or dead.
Wow. I'm surprised he just didn't look down and say, "I can't, I won't." What a jerk Roman Reigns was to this guy. Man. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Whale sign your Ray Trailer.
I will sign.
I got a waiting sign, too.
Wow, okay.
I'm a waiting guy. That's the sign that I got.
You didn't bring that to Roman Reigns to get him to sign that? Look, I will sign as Roman Reigns. How about that?
Fair enough.
Both signs.
Awesome. Good question. Better story. That was great. Roman Reigns. What did you think about Roman Reigns, just in general, Wei?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's already setting up his heel turn.
That's it. I mean, that was the tip-off right there.
Yeah, we can report that. Well, not sign Big Boss Man photo.
You should get Big Boss Man to sign that for you.
Yeah, but didn't you get, like, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose to sign it?
Yeah, he ruined the whole thing, so I didn't have anything to sign. I know I got a Bossman photo that I'm not going to do anything with. And, you know, I got these two signatures waiting, and I don't have nothing to sign because Roman Reigns was a dick.
The forefather of the Shield. I mean, Ray Trailer.
I mean, what do I think of Roman Reigns? I think, you know, he's put in a position right now that a lot of people don't want to see him in, and I think you're putting him in a perfect spot for a heel turn. And I'd love to see what he could accomplish, you know, with somebody... perhaps who can speak with him, and you know, like Paul Heyman.
Yes. I need you to say his saying one more time. What did he say? make it rain in this bitch. What is, how does he say?
We have children in the audience. we can't subject them to Roman Reigns. He's kind of cooled off on it, cocking that whatever it is.
I'm
so subconscious today because I met like a 4-year-old who's sitting back there, so I'm so conscious now. When we do our podcast, we just assume no one's listening, so we can just say anything.
I'm sure his dad listens.
His dad's giving us the thumbs up. Just go. Swear away.
I'm more concerned about the 4 people in the back who don't know who we are, and also our waitresses who maybe they're too busy. Janet? Janet? Hey, Janet. Everybody say hi. Doing a great job. She's great.
Janet has been fantastic. Everyone tip well here at the Smoking Pig Barbecue. Next question. Is somebody ready?
Don't be shy. And yeah, everybody folks, who asks a question, come up to me afterwards. We'll hook you up with a shirt.
Hey, I'm White Chris from L.A.
White Chris from L.A.?
Whoa.
Man.
Okay, Orange County. It's near L.A.
White Chris.
It's like when you... yes.
So I'm into all things Canadian, and I want to ask each of you, what is your favorite Degrassi storyline?
Oh, boy. Wow.
I'll take my answer off the air.
You know, contrary to what it would say on my citizenship, I was never a big Degrassi fan. I got into it a little bit when I was in high school, but I was never a huge Degrassi fan. But about a month ago, somebody put up like a 15-second scene from Degrassi, and the guy's driving his car as I assume his girlfriend informs him that she's pregnant. And he swerves off the road and drives into a telephone pole. And that's the whole video. And by process of elimination is my favorite Degrassi moment.
I think there are a lot of classic... the first time I saw Degrassi was in sex ed in school. Like, they made Degrassi sexual education videos. And it was like Yik buying condoms or something. And it was like the weirdest thing. But... this was like in the 90s too, so like watching this like 80s TV show, it had a real weird quality. But I think you have a lot of classic storylines, like whatever, like Wheels, you know, hitting that the drunk the girl. That was like the finale, wasn't it?
You're asking me when I just said I didn't watch Degrassi. I'll take your word for it, as will all these Americans and foreigners who probably have not watched Degrassi either.
Wheels, who is like an orphan, I believe, because his parents were killed from drunk driving. That was his storyline throughout, you know, much of Degrassi. On, like, the last episode, the guy gets drunk at some party, and he kills somebody, you know, drunk driving. So I thought, I mean, sounds like a pro wrestling storyline.
Was his name Wheels when he got behind the wheel for this storyline, or was that the nickname that came out of it?
That is, no, he's always been Wheels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he the one who... just disappeared for a number of years, and then they found out a few years ago he was dead, or was that another Degrassi character?
I don't know.
We spent way too much time on Degrassi.
You're thinking of something else.
It was a real heavy show that they pushed on us as kids, and it was some heavy topics.
I think we have a question from somebody.
Look at this. The king of sport, Marcus Vandenberg.
What's up, man? How you doing?
If you're not familiar with him, go listen to any review and impact and what Nate plugs every single week. Nate Milton's co-host.
In particular, listen to the WrestleMania special hosted by Brian and Nate.
Marcus was at the house party.
Nice house, man. Nice house.
Thanks.
Question for you. Getting married in 2 weeks, and I know, John, you got married, it's been a year now?
It's been a year and a half, yes.
Marriage advice for the first year, since we both sort of have a hectic work schedule, what advice would you have for me?
Oh, I love this question. Do you two live together?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That, to me, is the bigger... Listen, I don't know if some people have noticed from listening. I am a bit of a loner. Sometimes I need alone time, and I was living on my own, and then... met my girlfriend, who is now my wife, and then we moved in together. I needed 3 whole years of living with this person before I was ready to marry this person. So I think that, to me, is going to be the biggest adjustment. Marriage is, you know, you probably are very much in love with your fiance, Marcus.
Yeah.
So my advice, I guess, is get used to living together with another human being. That is your biggest task. Number 2... eat something during the day of your wedding. You don't eat. You go on a full stomach. You might throw up midway through your wedding. That is a very likely possibility. And And maintain your liquor intake, because you're going for the long haul on your wedding night. It's an entire day, and you got to talk with people all day long. So pace yourself, Marcus. That's the best advice I can give you.
Great advice. And one last, whoever asked about Jason Adkin, he's not a dick. Met him in person. He's a fine guy. So.
There we go. We needed outside verification from Marcus Vandenberg.
Just don't ask stupid questions when you're calling into the law.
Yeah. Don't cut promos, and don't, you know what? You don't have to ask how they're doing. They're always doing great.
You can ask us all the stupid questions you want, though. We don't.
Okay, we have a young listener now. How old are you, sir?
I am 12.
I've never called a 12-year-old sir before in my life.
I'm Alexander from Windsor, Ontario.
From Windsor, Ontario!
Yeah, Windsor.
Home of Scott D'Amore.
The Ambassador Bridge.
A name that flies right over his head. This is how my mind works. I hear a city and I think of a wrestler and it blurts out. I had nothing for Berkeley earlier. All right, but what is your question? You are all decked out in your Cena gear. Are you looking forward to John Cena fighting for America tonight, bringing the United States Championship back from Rusev?
Yes, I am.
All right.
My question is, do you think John Cena will beat Ric Flair's 16 World Championships?
Oh, 100%. I think at some point. Do you think he will? Is John Cena your favorite wrestler?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like? What's your favorite part about John Cena?
He likes kids.
Yeah, he definitely does. No follow-up necessary.
No, thank you for your question.
That was great.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, for those of you that have been listening to The Law for years and years and years and years and years and years, you might be familiar with the man, Chris from L.A., and I had my favorite Chris from L.A. moment a few nights ago when I got a message from Chris from L.A. asking me about the NXT show on Friday night and asking me, is that Eastern time or Pacific time? And I enjoyed the fact that the dude from L.A. was asking me about the start time and what time zone an L.A. event is going to be taking place in. I replied, Pacific time, and your reply was, man, that's really late.
Yeah, I'm just not used to going to...
Why don't you prop the mic up a little so we can all hear you, Chris?
I'm just not used to going to wrestling events that late, man. I was like, okay. But it was pretty cool, though. There was actually more ladies there than any ECW show I've gone to.
Yeah. How did Chris do at the NXT show?
Hey.
Were there any women you wanted to call up to the main roster? You know what I mean? Call them up to LA.
There was some that I was hoping would do the job. But, you know.
Oh, boy.
Nothing like that. But I didn't have a particular question. I was just, since white Chris from L.A., you know, specified who
you had to even it out.
Yeah, I had to say, you know, black Chris or African-American Chris.
Where's the Asian Chris from L.A.? Is there one?
He's taking your spot in Toronto.
Yeah.
Keeping the quota in Canada at one.
Way, I would like to thank you for representing the hip-hop community.
Done.
Hey.
I don't care about that.
I'm here, too.
Man. Yeah. And your favorite rapper, Whale, the other night.
Dude, I met Whale the other night.
He was awesome. The bouncers at that spot, though, I didn't really...
At Wale Mania?
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling those cats, but... Yeah.
Yeah, this dude who yelled, they're great, was able to sneak his way back into the VIP area and was just like a kid at a candy store hanging around Scott Hall, Jim Ross, and Whale.
Yeah. The MVP lit something up that night that was
probably
not legal.
These guys, anybody who, I guess, needs to go to Iran's, book a ticket with these guys.
Yeah, go see your travel agents over here.
All right.
Direct flight.
All right, I've bored you guys enough with my banter, so...
Chris,
right.
You never bore us. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Well, Sean, it's about the intermission mark, I'd say.
How long have we been going here? We've only been going about a half hour here.
It's about
the halfway mark. This is the intermission where you can go buy some T-shirts or some $80 Money in the Bank briefcases.
Actually,
you poke Funway. I know that 17-year-old you would have been ditching a backpack in favor of a money in the bank briefcase to take to school every day. You had your eyes on this thing like it was Chris in LA watching a Divas match.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted one today, but I didn't. I was updated by somebody on Facebook that the price for this formerly $50 briefcase that they're selling at WrestleMania, the access, it's now gone up to $220, and it'll probably keep going for like a little, you know, plastic.
Is like, it plastic?
It's like fiberglass or plastic.
Oh boy,
easily dentable. And you know, really, you're just paying for a sticker, but it's cool.
What was your favorite item when we went to the WrestleMania store at Access? I mean, I was in merchandise heaven, just laughing and laughing and laughing at some of the items we got to see. I mean, there were some great items that the WWE was able to plaster their logo onto, but what was the favorite for you?
I mean, I talked about how, you know, they think of everything. They think of, like, the picture frame with not just the photo of the logo. Like, who's going to hang a photo of the WrestleMania logo on a frame? But it was that, plus they had a pocket for your ticket stub. So, I mean, they think of everything that they could possibly make money on to the finest detail. But my favorite item is not even an item that they exclusively sell there. It was the Batista action figure with him in the hat and like the vest and the sunglasses. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's the douchebag Batista figure,
all in blue too.
I want this thing. Like, somebody somewhere just said, we got to make an action figure of this ridiculous looking man wearing a vest, sunglasses, hat, and underwear in blue.
I love the idea of showing all these different Hall of Famers their customized shirts. We've got Larry Zbyszko with like the classic wrestling pose. We've got Tatsumi Fujinami with the dragon lettering.
Was that his or was that Rikishi? I don't know. Whatever.
And then we have Alundra Blaze with a trash can with the ladies' championship hanging out of it. Here, Medusa, this is how we're going to be marketing your shirt. We can comp you one.
She loves that shirt. She was tweeting it out. And I've seen a few
people. Yeah, she gets royalties on that thing.
That's right. But shirts, not as great as that shirt I see right there. I believe that gentleman was, I think, lining up. So let's get a question from Grapple Kingdom, if you don't mind.
Right.
Grapple Kingdom shirt, the first one I've seen.
How about if you guys want a question, we'll just start. If you want to go behind Immortal Hulk Hogan there, and then we'll just go in order. But Grapple Kingdom 1 t-shirt represented here.
Yes, yes.
That's music to my ears, because that feeds us pizza.
I'm glad I can support you guys in your pizza habits. I'm Michael from San Diego, and our question's about Grapple Kingdom. What is going on?
Oh, I have
that?
Questions about Grapple Kingdom myself.
All right.
What's going on?
Let's put Grapple Kingdom to rest here in this moment, okay?
First of all, how many people here are familiar with what Grapple Kingdom is? Round of applause. The majority of you? This started out as a complete joke, as I tend to make on most of these shows, with Way not even involved, where by the end of a show with Court Bauer, I made the joke that you guys should have Grapple Kingdom, like Wrestle Kingdom. And Court just decided to run with this. I decided to run with this. Way just thought, all right, what the hell is this?
I didn't even hear the show that these guys were doing. And all of a sudden I'm getting tweets, oh, Grapple Kingdom. Boy.
Most of these shows I do have to give Way an update on because he doesn't tend to listen to most of these. I tell him what he needs to know so that he's up to date in storyline for
him. Afterwards.
So anyway, we were all planning to do a big match between Wei Ting and Court Bauer. And here we stand on WrestleMania Sunday with no Court Bauer, no mats, no gis, no rash. There is a rash guard, actually, that one gentleman is wearing with a WWE championship around it, which is awesome.
And to be fair to Court, he has so much going on this weekend. Between Wale Mania, between the JR show, between everything. It was just impossible to find the time to get him to sit down and commit to. This was weird. It was like me, it felt like me asking a dude to fight.
like trying really hard to, hey, when are you ready? When do you want to do this? Like, are you? Can you do this now? Can you do this now? Do you want to fight now? Like, that's not. I wouldn't.
Our expectation level went from finding a gym to do this to, dude, we can do it on the lawn at the hotel. Like, we were unapologetic. We will move Sunny and her lawn chair to the side, and we will have Grapple Kingdom.
So this thing, like Grapple Kingdom, it just kind of like grew on its own. I think, you know, like we really like the cutting the promos. It actually went from like a really comical thing to something that ultimately became real. And you know, I'm pissed off. I'm mad at Cole. I'm angry. I'm still angry to this day.
Angry way is the best way.
Initially, you know, we had talked about maybe doing it at Wally Mania, maybe doing it even here. But of course, you know, logistically, we wouldn't really have much space to have a grappling match in this little space. So, unfortunately, we are not doing Grapple Kingdom here. So that's the bad news.
He's honestly, no joke, kept me in the dark about what's happening. But I honestly thought we might get it today.
But the good news is we did it yesterday.
Whoa.
And everybody here will be the first people to see it.
Should we do it now?
You know what? You've really taken... We are going to make the WrestleMania play button relevant. Is everybody ready for Grapple Kingdom 1? Now, wait. Before we start this, I legit had no idea this was going to be happening. I have not seen any of this. Round of applause. Who believes Court Bauer will be victorious in Grapple Kingdom? Oh. And who believes it will be Wei Chung, bronze medalist? All right. Grapple Kingdom 1!
The world premiere right here at the Smoking Pig.
Well, there you guys got the worldwide exclusive sneak preview of Grapple Kingdom 1 with the special guest referee, no less.
What a get. Well, hey, we're talking submissions. Who better than the Samoan submission machine?
Man. So when did you do this?
We did this last night.
This was when I was at the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, I wish, though, you know, I have to give credit to Court.
But I know that he's not going to accept this. He's not here today. As a result, I think he's still very sore about the lose, about the loss, I mean. Why don't we see if we can get Cord on the phone?
Oh, do it.
Post-fight interview.
Oh.
This is your name, number, and a message.
Let's all leave a message.
Let's leave a message for Cord Bauer.
Hello, Cord. This is the man who tapped you out. Wei Ting. And we just premiered Grapple Kingdom 1 to a whole sold-out crowd of 93,000 people. And, Court, down for a rematch anytime. But I think our audience wants to tell you something. What are they supposed to say?
I don't know.
All right, all right.
See we you. Love Cord.
See you, Cord. Love you. Goodbye. Oh, you guys are great.
Wei, you came through. This dude was really stressed about Grapple Kingdom.
Dude.
Wei doesn't get stressed about too much stuff. That's usually my job.
Listen, that was like, that was
the
ridiculous.
Obstacles we went through
that was
to get this like thing done.
That was not much of a match. Like, that was, the hype was like Wei too big for whatever that was. So... but listen, I didn't want to, the last thing I wanted was to have nothing to show. So, you know, this thing just kind of grew on its own. It may very well be the very first and the last Grapple Kingdom. Unless, maybe John Pollock. Huh?
I think we need to build, though. I think we need to build to another challenge.
Well, you build the year before, just like the guy asking that question.
I think you want a more competitive matchup for Grapple Kingdom 2, and quite frankly, Wei.
No, I'm not saying me and you. I'm saying you and somebody else.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, Wei, you've got some work to do if you want to get up to this level. That was a lot of fun, Wei. You did a very good job with it. Let's get back to the questions because there's a number of them here. And folks, for those of you going to WrestleMania, we will have you out of here with plenty of time to spare to get out to Levi's Stadium. But your question, who are you and where are you from? I was about to say, where are you calling from? This is weird to do this in person.
Mike from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Whoa, Saskatchewan in the house.
Home of the reigning defending world heavyweight champion, Brock Lesnar.
Yes, kind of.
And well, check his Wikipedia. I was just wondering if you think we're going to see any interaction between Sting and The Undertaker tonight to perhaps build to a match for next year in Dallas.
I would say no. I like doing these because by the time people are listening to this, they know if we're right or wrong. I'm going to say no. I don't think that's the direction they will be going.
Okay. Probably not. Yeah.
Deep analysis.
No. You go to him for the analysis. You go to me for I don't know what. I feel like they probably set up the main event championship match. I'm not really thinking that they'll do. They could, but I just feel like that moment of Sting and Triple H kind of being big enough that they'll probably just want to end on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it maybe be on Raw the next day?
Setting up the match.
Like they did with Cena and Rock the next night.
But let me ask everybody here, like, you know, let's say next year in Dallas, it might be Taker's last match. Is that a match that you all want to see him have for a last match, or would people prefer somebody who might be more of a guarantee of a good match? What do you think? Better match, okay. These two actually aren't here for us. Like, these two, they're just here for food, and they happen to be wrestling fans, so...
So this is either really great what you walked into or a bad idea.
All right. Yeah. What do you think, actually?
I think if both guys won and you had just a really simple stare down after either Undertaker or Sting's victory and you just had 72,000 people or whoever, however many there are there today, just going nuts. I think it's a match people have wanted to see for a long time.
Yeah, I think regardless, I think they are going to be setting something up.
Yeah,
you know, and at least the the fingerprints will be there of kind of the direction they're going, and I think for at least the top match, you'll probably know it, at least the direction they're going coming out of this week.
Now, right. Stare downs are, like, on the topic of stare downs, they're, like, really awkward for people, like, when you're taking part in them. Like, just even doing that with Court just now, looking in his eyes, like, it was weird. Like, so I wonder, you know, for somebody like Taker and, like, whatever, Sting or Triple H, they got to lock eyes, like, up to, like that whole Taker-Triple H feud was just stare downs. They locked eyes for, like, 2 minutes. What are you thinking when you're looking that deeply into another man's eyes?
I know what Corp was thinking. About. He was saying, oh, God, I don't want to mess with this bronze medalist.
Hey, man, Court's a blue belt. Court is legit.
Court is very legit, despite what you saw there.
And CM Punk doesn't have a blue belt. Come on.
I'm Chris from Washington. And first, Way, good shout-out suggestion on the Redneck Sunday. It was delicious.
Yeah, I want one of those. Describe the Redneck Sunday for people who have not experienced it.
The Redneck Sunday is like... it's like heaven and utopia put together with barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Wow. It's that, just like, it's that like should be the description on the menu. If you're not sold on that...
Yeah, you hear that, Janet? That's a Redneck Sunday.
My question is, I wasn't sure if you guys made it to NXT, the live event.
Yes, yep. And you obviously don't listen to our show.
No, I'm saving it. I got a 14-hour drive home, so we're saving them so we can listen to them on the way.
Oh, sure.
Way home. Yeah. Sure. Likely story. But what were you guys' thoughts, like, if you could share with us, since I didn't get a chance to.
We spent like an hour on it.
Well, never mind. I'll listen to the podcast.
We'll throw it just free. Oh, we'll talk about NXT. Sure.
Listen, the crowd was the big draw for me, and the crowd was awesome. I think that all the guys were. It's interesting to watch because you have two different levels of NXT. You have the guys that are really world class wrestlers, and then you have a lot who are they're in the developmental stages of your career. And this brand is essentially a mishmash of both. So you kind of got to see on that show all different areas of where NXT is, from Dana Brooke to Finn Balor. I mean, that's kind of both these talents are on one show, and both have completely different objectives of why they are in developmental in terms of where their growth is and how ready they are.
But I think the crowd was a crowd that understood that, you know. Like, they're a crowd that understands not everybody is going to be, you know, the level of Finn Balor. And as a result, I think they're very supportive. It was just fun. I think definitely crowds can make a show, and this was definitely one of those times where you walk in and it just felt very special. Like, NXT has become this cult hit. And, you know, I don't know how many of you even get to talk about NXT if you are a viewer with, like, friends in your local town, but to get into the same place where everybody sitting around you knows who Sasha Banks is, knows who, you know, Hideo Itami is, it's really cool. It's kind of like this. Like how, you guys, most of you know who we are. We're like, this is like the NXT. This is like I'm Sasha Banks and you're Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. I was just thinking that myself. That Bram, dreamy.
Great, yeah.
Next question. Felipe from Chile.
Wrong way.
Suplex. Suplex.
This was a promise.
This dude bought us
best
wine.
Chilean wine ever.
Wow.
This is for you. This is for you too. But I also had two more for two guys who stay in Canada. I think it's
wait, you want us to bring back to... You want us to bring wine back for friends in Canada?
Hey, mouth said that you can do it. I don't know why.
Who are we delivering this wine to in Canada?
I don't know. If you take it before, it's not my problem. But
Wait a minute.
Where I stay.
I feel that smiling and nodding is going to get me a felony.
Thank you, Felipe.
Just don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so
Look
much.
Look at this. We have, is it Mapu? Mapu?
No, that's the name of the wine. They are Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot.
And this is awesome.
This is the best of
Chile. This is like a sophisticated drink for
this. This is not from Alberto's Del Rio house. No, no.
Hey. Can I just say, like, I just love the image of...
You are the ultimate tourist right now.
Oh, yeah, totally. My flag, my football shirt.
I was just going to say, like, Felipe, who hosts his own podcast.
Oh, yeah, by the way. So, like, for the Latins.
Here he is, you know, just a man... like walking in, obviously you've been in the sun, you just probably, you know, had a long trip here. But he's just coming here and holding two bottles of wine. Like, it looked really funny sitting here.
And I came with my crew, my Chilean fans, who came together.
Awesome.
And my friend Sheldon, who shared the house. He's been our human GPS in San Jose.
Wow.
Because we were driving it.
And Felipe, I love how you roll, man. You don't mess around here. You've got your posse here. You've got your San Jose connections. You're going to keep the Canadians, the mystery Canadians, happy back home. Like.
So, no, nothing. It's a pleasure.
Thank you
finally
coming,
to be in Radio Wave Live. And we want to eat because they are hungry, but it's full house.
Thank you for coming, Felipe, and thanks for the wine.
We'd love to borrow your human GPS if he's because
I'm his Paul Heyman, so
wonderful.
The irony of all this is I'm from Philly. We just kind of met.
So you're just
don't mess with me. I got my own bodyguard. So
what's the left?
No, it's okay. No, thank you guys. You know we met long time for internet. Now we met first time. And, you know, this is the ultimate treat, and I think all of us are here for the same reason. We love wrestling. We love everything about pro wrestling. Last night I was at WrestleCon. I could make it to the final two matches. It was like leaving ECW back then. The match between Sabu and Van Damme versus Hardy was amazing. And the crowd was full. I don't know who else go to.
For a longer recap, I think we should check out Suplex, which is Felipe's podcast.
Yeah, Suplex, the name of my podcast.
Thank you, Felipe.
Thank you. And thanks, everything.
Can I just say, on the topic of getting around San Jose, John has discovered a new friend.
Oh. You know, if I wasn't married.
John,
me and Siri.
John has learned how to use Siri for the very first time. This guy has, like, the latest technology. By the way, we are, like, just minutes away from the home of Siri, Cupertino, California.
Oh, yeah. That's why I feel the special connection.
But, like, John has this amazing technology. And what I don't even know what you really use it for, aside from texting and making phone calls. Do you know that you can surf the net on that thing?
You just asked her or something.
But
Siri... Do you know who Wei Chung Ting is?
Stupid question. He doesn't know how to. You gotta hit the button and wait for the ding and then.
No, he's looking it up! Wei Chung Ting, celebrity.
Alright, so it's not wasting people's time. Right.
Wei Chung King. it's giving me all the different forms of your name.
Did anybody actually
show? The first thing that came up is Chung King Express Menu, Chung King Express Gourmet, Chung King Garden Restaurant in Markham, no less.
Well, maybe it knows me.
Not a great one.
But John has been like using Siri for everything. Anytime we need to go from just like to get here. He's just been like, Siri, smoking pig barbecue. And sometimes, like, you know, the voice recognition is not great on these things, but he'll still, like, repeat, like, to try to get Siri to understand the voice when it would be way faster to just type it in. And the guy just, like, John's, like, honestly, like, I'm in awe of him because he is one of the hardest working men I've ever met, period. And I think you all understand that. Like, you tell him something... How you show him how to do it, and he will just do it 100 million times without even thinking about it. And so I have no doubt that you're going to master talking to Siri to get the directions, but at the same time...
It's going
to
be a learning curve.
There are way more efficient ways of using the Maps program than just that.
Listen, I'm on day two of turning on my location services. Big hurdle for me.
So anyway, that's it.
You know, by the way, as we bring up, you know, all these lovey-dovey stories about us, my favorite person on Twitter right now, I'm hoping he's here, if Chad he something or other on Twitter, this was the guy who a few weeks ago was so kind to inform us of what a big fan of Wei he is and how I am dragging him down. I'm his Marty Jannetty. And then he followed it up the other day. He said... I can't wait to meet Wei and tell him how much I appreciate all the work he does and how much of an asshole you are. And he just tweets me this. So I really hope I meet my Twitter companion, Chad, at some point.
Could be any of you.
It could have been Felipe, for all I know, under an ant. It is one of those guys with an egg.
Watch out for that line.
Better be ready.
Well, what's our next question? Oh, okay. So, I got a question. I'm Noel from Orange County. When do you guys think Seth Rollins is going to cash in his money in the bank?
Who says he hasn't already?
Yeah, you obviously didn't watch on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, it could, you know, could be tonight. Could be. I feel like they won't do it tonight. I feel like they'll tease it. I think everybody expects it tonight. I think they have enough to leave people happy.
All right, we're going to do a few more questions. Let's. Are there a lot of people here who want to still get questions in by a show of hands? Because we want to get everyone in.
We'll do maybe.
If you do want to ask a question, why don't you just come up here just behind so we know how many more questions to get to. But here we have Hulk Hogan here from England.
Simon, yeah, from England.
Simon from...
I realize you're not Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I appreciate the clarification.
Gave me away. Yeah, Simon, residing in China, but from England.
Yes,
yeah.
Residing in China by way of England.
Yes.
How did you end up in China?
I don't know. Just who knows?
Just got on the bus.
Woke up one day.
It's like how I showed up in Canada. I just woke up.
And, yeah. Apologies if you talked about this last night. I'm not sure, but...
I didn't talk about much last night.
Wait, don't worry. It's all new to Wei.
We attended the Hall of Fame, and it was really good, but... one thing that annoyed us was the people shouting out, like the catcalls, and do you guys think they should keep it in the arenas in future, or maybe keep it in a smaller venue?
I think the same thing. I think it sucks when they chant stuff at these guys. For a lot of these people going into the Hall of Fame, it's like they've been out of the spotlight for so long, they've probably looked at this as their one last opportunity. It's a 15-minute speech. It's like, shut up for 15 minutes. It's just... I'm not a big fan of it. At the same time, they could put on a ceremony that you eliminate all that, but you want to make you want to charge tickets, you open yourself up to that. So it's a double-edged sword. I'm not a big fan of the what chance at the Hall of Fame, all of that stuff, but okay, it's when you're inviting 13,000 people and selling tickets, you're going to run into that. If this was 13,000 people, there'd probably be a lot of dicks in the crowd, unlike our 93,000 here, who are all quality people.
Okay, but in the defense of those people, this is professional wrestling. It's not some... Yes, you know, there are certain situations that are more formal than others, but wrestling crowds are conditioned to react. They're conditioned to chant, and they're conditioned to show their appreciation or boredom by chanting. And obviously... To tell somebody who's up there talking about his career that you're bored is not great, but you're conditioning fans, and especially fans that are drinking, to chant. So I think it's to be expected, you know?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. And I just want to say thank you for all the podcasts and everything. It's kind of weird. I was just thinking, like, usually I'll be sat there eating my dinner with, like, listening to you in my ears. But now I'm just, like, eating my meal and look over and you're on the next table doing the podcast. So.
Some Twilight Zone stuff going
really
on.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Hulk. Thank you.
Not Hulk Hogan.
What's up?
Oh, here we go.
Matt from Windsor.
Hey, Matt.
I just want to... Fantasy booking, you guys talked about Sting, but how would you book Undertaker's last match? I always thought he should either lose in a casket or a buried alive match. But
oh, he loses in a casket match or a buried alive match?
Definitely.
Wow, that's sending them home happy.
Who would you guys put him up against?
Undertaker next. If the plan is next year is the last match, I think it depends. If you go the Rock Brock route, then that eliminates either of those from the equation. I mean, Sting's an option, which was brought up earlier. You have the idea that if he were to lose this year, I just think the story of him going into the last match where you know it is his last match, and the finish, Kane, I understand story-wise, but kill me if I have to see that match again. So I think that the idea of him going in and he's lost his last two, is he going to go out on a losing streak? I think the finish is in doubt. And to be honest, I think the opponent, it's almost less about the opponent and more about the story. This is something significant. It is The Undertaker's last match, and that's how it's built around. Whether you double it with the Hall of Fame as well, you make it a big deal. It's like the greatest character in WWE history. This is 100% his last match. And your opponents, there's not a huge list of opponents that you can draw from in terms of, you know, who's available, especially if you take Brock out. Brock makes a lot of sense, but Brock and Rock is the bigger match.
For me, the appeal of the Taker WrestleMania match is less so about, you know, the storyline. It was definitely about the streak, but beyond that, for me, it's about the quality of match. And that's why I'd love to see, you know, somebody capable of, you know, working a really excellent pro wrestling match with him, especially for his last match. And I'd love to see somebody like Daniel Bryan, who I think would be a great fit, you know, especially if it was the last match.
I always thought that the way he went out at the 94 Rumble, how he went in the casket and then they brought him up to the rafters, that would be a great way out.
I feel like that would be way too gimmicky. Really? Yeah, like so, at this point, especially the dude's last match, I feel like you probably want to go the classy way out, and that's via pinfall.
Though, come on, putting up the Undertaker's like silhouette and it explodes.
He should explode, yes. That would be also a classy way to end a career.
The Hall of Fame. Maybe he shows up in like a lumber yard and he just stares down Dexter and then we just fade to black. And in some universe, the Undertaker and Dexter are off in obscurity together.
Right. Thank you.
Great ideas that we're producing. I know your name is Josh, and I know you're from Toronto.
Yeah. So you guys asked about who would you want to see Taker face last. My dream match was always Taker and Joe, Samoa Joe. He could work a good match. What do you think about that one? Taker, Samoa Joe.
So many questions about Samoa Joe right now. I mean, geez, just coming off of this.
How does he top WrestleMania 30 play?
Yeah, but the other one question I wanted, you guys said you don't see Austin coming in for a match. But if he does, who do you put him up against, because Punk's not there anymore?
I think you could do a number of people that would be attractive. I mean, the dream match has always been Punk because of that natural rivalry, but you have a lot of people that could play a CM Punk type of character that could take his place. You have somebody like a Dean Ambrose, you know, who I think would be a great, good fit. Any of these up-and-comers, or if they want to go the main event route, John Cena. John Cena versus Steve Austin is a huge marquee match that I don't think... That never happened.
Nope.
It never happened, so...
Thanks.
Yeah. Last question.
Hello.
You better be really good, okay? Like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yep. It's a two-part question.
Two parts.
First part.
Where are you from?
Sorry, I'm Tom from London, England.
Wow.
Hello. Two-part question. First part, obviously you guys have sat through some god-awful pay-per-views for our listening enjoyment over the years. What's the absolute worst pay-per-view that you've watched? To review. And the second part of the question, at the risk of alienating several people in this room, it's a quick MMA question.
Gross.
Is there, who do you have for Aldo versus McGregor? Who do you have winning that?
I've got Jose Aldo in that fight. I'm not going to be betting against Jose Aldo. I'm amazed at how much a level of interest there is. I've been asked about that fight so much just this weekend alone from wrestling fans. I think it's going to be a gigantic fight in July. But I'm picking Jose Aldo. I think he's the best featherweight in the world, so I'm not going to be betting against him until I see him lose.
Skills alone, I also have to agree, Jose Aldo. But in terms of...
We've got dude with the Conor McGregor shirt here, shaking his head.
In terms of interest, I mean, in terms of the person who's responsible for even, you know, half the money that this thing is going to make, half the attention that this thing is going to receive, it's Conor. So you have to applaud his ability to talk up a fight. And if he wins, that would be huge. It would be a huge upset and be a huge, huge, huge moment in MMA history. But enough of that. The MMA talk is over, everybody. The MMA talk is over.
What was the wrestling question?
First one was like the worst pay-per-view.
Oh, the worst pay-per-view. Yeah. Oh, God. I'll give you a top 48.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that I despise more than WCW in 2000. I watch those shows, and it's just... I can't say I'm bored with them. I'm riveting. It's riveting stuff to watch.
Sometimes the show can be hard to watch, but they're always fun to talk about afterwards. And but as far as like one thing that was like really bad to watch and like just flat out disgusting, it was the China video, the video rental. You know, it was like it was like a physical experience that I
for her too. Shake.
So that would be my answer.
I love that the father of the 4-year-olds is laughing a lot. He loves this.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thank you for all the podcast and everything. It's been awesome.
Cool.
Thank you, all you guys. Thank you for all anybody who. Oh,
but let's sneak in another
this
question.
This better be really good, okay? Because we're making an exception. What's up?
I'm Aaron from San Diego.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi. My question is, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I almost always just fast forward like the beginning part. But I just want to know how you guys make your like banter so oddly addicting and
scripted. Word for
like,
word.
I don't know what it is.
We have a production meeting usually Monday morning. We go over
we have a team, actually a creative team.
Yeah. Sometimes I mess up my promos. We're not supposed to say podcast. That word is banned. It's a radio show. We're not podcast hosts. We're talk entertainers. No, I appreciate that you like it. There's plenty of people who hate the banter between us. So, I mean,
it'll be like I'll see the time thing. It'll be like 2 hours or something. I'm like, am I really going to listen for 45 minutes to these guys just talk about nothing and, like, whatever your Canadian coffee place is called? And what's it called?
Tim Hortons.
Has
Tim Hortons not made its way to San Diego yet? Because it's taking over.
Never heard of it, but all of a sudden the 45 minutes is gone. I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're talking about the show. I guess we can talk about the show.
I'm glad you enjoy it. So
yeah, I don't know.
I think at the same time, if we just started off, it's like, boom, match number one, match number two. I think that'd be personally boring for myself. I think that the wrestling is fun to talk about, but it's, to be honest, like, I also like chatting with my friend, and having a microphone is like a weird psychological tool we have where it's an excuse to talk,
oh, we don't talk
about anything, as opposed to just being in a car and suddenly talking to him about, so when China, like, met up with the Hunter actor in the thing, like, what was going through your head? I mean, that's just not a natural conversation starter, but we're on a podcast. It's serving a purpose.
Yeah, no, we're actually friends, so I think that maybe comes across, you know. And I think we're also people that, like, we try not to be too aware of, you know, people listening when we're talking. And so I think that takes a lot of pressure off, you know, from having to watch what we say and just having, like, I don't know, like talking like you probably do to your friends or anybody does. So that's probably it. And when we talk to our friends, we don't just go into the match. Like, we kind of, hey, how's it going?
What are you drinking?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the question. Okay, we can't turn this guy away. We've got the young fan. How old is this guy? How old are you?
4 years old.
4 years old. What day were you born on? What's your birthday?
July 11th.
July 11th of 2011.
My name is Five.
July 11th.
What day was that?
Monday. Was he born on a Monday?
Yes.
Dad doesn't even know.
I'm a freak.
All right.
What's your question? Yes.
Are you a big Daniel Bryan fan?
Yep.
Daniel?
Oh,
Daniel
come on. I fed it to you, and you said, yup. Did Dad put you up to this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is Dad a big wrestling fan, and you just want to go home and sleep?
Yes, he is.
You know what? Put up with Dad. He'll grow up one day.
Yeah.
All right.
Dad, what's his question?
Ryan.
He wants to know who you think is going to win tonight.
Daniel Bryan or you mean just...
I
forget Daniel Bryan's on the main event.
So did they.
Who's going to win tonight? Who's going to win the IC ladder match?
R-Truth, man.
I believe it will be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Probably Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, stop. That's corny now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the question. And enjoy WrestleMania
thank
tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man. All right. All right. Well, that is going to bring a close to the first anniversary show of the Live Review Away podcast. Before we go, we do have a few announcements to make because some of you are from Canada. Some of you have heard of the channel that we do work for that helped provide this podcast to happen every week. It is called the Fight Network. And starting next Monday, April 6th?
Yeah, not this Monday, the next one. Yeah.
Monday, April the 6th. So this coming Monday.
Which is a Monday.
Which happens to fall on a Monday. Many of you familiar with our Review a Raw show. It's still going to remain the
Actually, it's going to be Tuesday. By the time the show gets on, it'll be Tuesday.
Oh, my God. You announced this. This is your deal.
We've been working for a TV channel for a long time. That's our day job. But we've also been doing this, which is sort of like gone under the radar at work. It's just sort of been a side thing that we do. But put two and two together, we will be debuting Review a Raw starting on Tuesdays on TV on the Fight Network. So that is a big announcement. We're doing a theme song contest. Whichever song we pick, you will get to hear at the beginning of every show. Unless it really sucks, then maybe we'll just go stop music for that. But enter anyway, please. You have one more week exactly.
And as everyone heard this past Monday, Fight Network has also signed a deal with TNA, so we will be airing Impact on Friday nights, so that should be interesting. So that will be starting, I believe within the next 2 weeks, Impact on Friday nights in Canada on Fight Network. So I want to thank everyone for coming. I honestly had no concept of this many people showing up. This blew away our expectations. We originally told the people here at the restaurant, 30, we'll be conservative. There are way more than 30 people here. So a big thank you to our staff who worked above and beyond to help us facilitate this, dealing with all of you guys today. And just thanks for coming out. I know it's a super busy week. There's tons of stuff to do, WrestleMania week. So setting aside 2 hours to come listen to us two idiots talk for an hour and a half. Very much appreciated, and thank you for listening. Even Chad out there, who hates my guts, but still listens. I love you.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We want to get you guys out of here in time for WrestleMania because the doors will open soon. But before you all leave, those of you who ask the question, please come to me, and I'll hook you guys up with a T-shirt. And also, let's all get together for a big group photo. How about that?
All right, that's all. For those of you listening at home, man, did you miss the Live Review Away podcast, and are you kicking yourselves? We'll see you in Dallas.
Thanks, guys.